On this episode of Bed Bath & Beyond,
we did a bonus episode.
This is a bonus episode. So we recorded an episode last night. It turned out the audio was super, super fucking shitty. Andy sounded like he was underwater the whole time.
Which I don't understand. I've never been underwater once in my life.
I blame you. I don't think you can swim.
What's swimming?
Okay. So this is a bonus episode for our listeners. We love you guys. We don't want you to think that the product that we pushed out last night is standard. It's subpar, and we will do better.
We talk college football kind of in this episode, and then we talk a little bit of NBA, and then we wrap it up by talking some fucking
USL
soccer.
No, seriously, you're going to want to listen to this USL.
It's free money. It is free money.
USL soccer, it's free money. Just listen, we have a caller for the tip line. Call the tip line for tips. This is almost a minute long, so I'm going to stop.
Yeah, goodbye. Wait, no, not goodbye. Go!
3, 2, 1, go. I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann. And I hate sports betting. No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight. This is Bed Bath & Beyond.
You fucking stole it from me.
I had to. I don't know, some weird shit happened with my audio in the last episode. We're recording a bonus episode for your listening pleasure because we fucked up.
We did fuck up. That's not the product we want to bring to the people. So we are righting the wrong. Bonus episode time. And hopefully we sound really good in it.
I think we will sound phenomenal.
See, well, here's the thing. We are in the same room. Usually I'm in Chicago, Andy's in Cedar Falls. But today and last night when we recorded, we're both in Cedar Falls.
This is like the third episode you guys get in a row that we're like together.
You guys are actually so lucky.
we talked all NFL last week or last episode because that was what was going on. What do you want to talk about now? I mean, they're fucking donezo.
Clippers are done. They suck. Playoff P, take a hike. Real quick, playoff P, just go.
Be done? I think retire?
Playoff P doesn't have to retire, but he's obviously not the second guy at the Clippers. Like, it's not going to be Kawhi and Playoff P, okay?
Yeah.
So where does he go? Does he join the Lakers? Does he join the Warriors?
If he was going to go to like the Bucks, that might be how you keep Giannis.
No, dude.
Giannis is gone?
If I was Giannis and I just saw what happened with the Clippers, I would not stay for playoffs.
Well, if you're Giannis, who do you want? What makes you stay? Because if they don't get anyone else, I'm leaving if I'm Giannis.
That's a good question. Maybe James Harden? Maybe Kawhi.
I'm curious if James Harden would ever leave the Rockets.
I mean, he started with the Thunder, so I mean,
yeah,
he can leave. What's he got in Houston?
Russ,
who did not play that great.
No, he had one game that he played pretty good, 25 points. But
you gotta make sure you get real close to that mic, boy. I want you to be.
Oh yeah.
I want you to be fucking kissing
that ASMR. Like open a bag of chips.
We're not making the same mistake twice.
You know, this is tough. I don't know how people do this. Like on the same mic. People probably don't do this.
Yeah, they probably shouldn't because I feel like we're about to kiss. We're so close together. COVID season.
Oh yeah, that's not. You're not gonna probably, be able to go home.
Not great. Not great.
Okay, so that's So anyway, Lakers tonight they play the Nuggets
in like 8 minutes.
Yeah, and we're probably not gonna watch any of that.
Speak for yourself, Andrew.
It's sports. It's going on. I want to watch it.
Okay, here's the thing with the Lakers. Okay, thing with the Lakers. Everyone's saying that the Nuggets are going to win tonight.
Are they?
Yes, they are, Andrew.
The spread doesn't say that.
Okay, obviously the spread doesn't say that. And obviously the Lakers are the favorite for tonight. The spread is 7. Lakers, obviously the favorite.
Would you take Nuggets to cover that?
A lot of people are taking the Nuggets, not just the spread, the damn money line. Because if you remember, the Lakers have lost the first game.
That's true.
In each of the playoff series. So they think that this is some sort of like, you know, that they're going to be consistent in losing the first game.
I think that that is a legitimate LeBron James strategy. Like, I don't think they play to lose the first game, but I don't think they play 100% on the first game. I think they feel out the team. They get an idea what it feels like to play them in certain packages and certain, like, just the way they want to play it. And if they win it, they win it. But if they don't sweat it.
Sure. I just think that if you are expecting the Lakers to lose the first game of the series three times in a row, I think you're crazy.
Well, that's another good thing. Like, that's a funny way to think about it. When I look at NFL stuff, right? When you play people in your division twice. So, like, if the Panthers play the Saints and they lose to them twice, what are the odds if they play them in the playoffs? What are the odds that you lose to the same team three times?
Yeah.
It's like statistically, it's very low. But I mean,
yeah. No, I know that argument very well.
Right.
I will tell you that if the Ravens are playing the Browns, if the Ravens are playing the Bengals, we're going to beat them three times. Every single time. Steelers are another.
Didn't last year, didn't you guys lose to the Browns last year?
Once.
Yeah. I was just.
Week four. Fuck you.
Okay. So, so for that basketball game, I'm going to take the Lakers just to probably win it all, and I'll take them to cover the spread. Honestly.
Okay. I'm taking the Lakers, but I'll probably take the spread for the Nuggets. I mean, it's a 7-7. So
that's a lot of points.
It is a lot of points. So I think the Nuggets will cover, but just don't expect the Nuggets to beat the Lakers game one.
Okay. So then did you want to talk fucking USL?
We will save USL towards the end. We do have a tip line caller.
Yes, we do.
Tip line caller. So we'll play the tip line for you. He is a USL big time bettor.
Legend.
He has made 25 bets on USL and has won 23 out of the 25 bets that he's made.
That's money.
That's he's printing money right now. And his words, not mine, it's a damn cheat code.
I mean, it sounds like it's a cheat code. I don't know. I'm curious to see in a month if he's like 20 or if he's like 44 and 50.
We'll see. But as of right now, and I took his advice last night, I took Reno against the Sounders FC2. These are weird fucking names. Reno 1868.
Look at their mascots. They're just colored shields.
Yeah. No, I mean, these are like minor league soccer teams.
I think they're high school. They're probably better on high school soccer.
They're probably playing at high school stadiums. But you take the over. Yeah, the favorite always wins, and you take the over, and you win money.
Hammer the over.
That's how it works.
That's a rule.
So I do want to talk, as we're still talking NBA, let's just cover the Celtics Heat game because they play tomorrow.
I'm taking Heat.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm taking the Celtics tomorrow. I think the Heat are going to win the series, but they're up 2-0. I don't see the Heat winning 3-0.
I'm taking the Heat to sweep.
4-0. Or gentlemen sweep 4-1.
No, 4-0.
Are you close enough to the mic?
4-0.
Andy, I swear, if we do the exact same thing that we did last night.
So you got an angle, though. You're up top, like, looking down. I'm, like, way down here.
Okay, but I don't know what to tell you. You gave me this chair. This chair is yours.
Doesn't your back hurt?
Yeah. From carrying this podcast. So Celtics Heat tomorrow night. Saturday, -3, Celtics are the favorite.
I'm not taking that. No, I want the Heat.
Okay, I think I'm just going to take the Celtics outright. -143 money line. I think I'm just going to take the Celtics money line. I love the Heat. I think they're going to win the series. I've won money off them already in this series.
That block, baby.
That block, game one. But I think the Celtics are going to at least score. I mean, not score. They're at least going to win a game, and I think that's tomorrow night.
Let's see. That's all for basketball.
That's all because we have the Eastern Conference Finals, and we have the Western
Conference Finals. And then you have the Lakers winning the whole thing, right?
I do.
I do, too.
Now,
do you think they sweep over the... Here's the thing. I'm going to say that the Lakers, if they win... when they win and they have to play, if they have to play the Celtics, I think they sweep them.
I have no, just pause it.
Okay. We're back.
We're back, but they don't even know where we went.
Who cares? So I was saying that the Lakers, will have a very easy time against the Celtics and not as easy a time against the Heat.
Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
Are you close to the mic?
I'm close enough.
I don't know.
How's that? How about you move a little closer?
Look at that fucking sound clip, dude.
That's a fat clip.
That's a fucking fat ass clip. In case you guys don't know, Andy has a dog.
I do.
He just got a puppy.
Uh-huh.
8 weeks old.
I sure did.
German Shepherd.
Oh,
and
boy.
This is the only podcast in the world where we let dogs just shit on air.
Yeah, it happens.
Happened last night. It's happening tonight. That's your life now.
That is my life now. He'll probably never not shit on the floor. What do you think the over-under is on that? My whole life? Over-under.
100. At least 100 shits on the floor for you.
That's got to be. For my whole life or for his whole life? 10 or 100? That's it? Honestly, that's not bad. 2's knocked out.
Yeah. 2 is knocked out. I can kind of smell it. That's all right, though. That's all right.
Okay, so anyway, the Heat present a problem for the Lakers. The Celtics do not. The Celtics will get swept by the Lakers.
The Celtics will probably get swept. Gentlemen sweep.
You'd go 4-1?
Well, the Lakers haven't swept anyone.
Well, I got Heat going 4-2.
If the Heat meet the Lakers in the finals, it's going to be way more of a matchup than if the Celtics place the Lakers. Here's something crazy, though, and here's something that would be awful. Celtics Nuggets.
Well, I would take the Nuggets then.
I would too.
I mean, like, you'd be crazy. I'd take Nuggets to sweep.
I don't know if I'd take them. What's with your obsession with sweeping?
I just think at this point they're like. I feel like the Lakers are the clear favorites. Are they not?
The Lakers are the clear favorites, and then I think the only person to match them would be the Heat.
Right. So if the Nuggets actually beat the Clippers, or God damn it, if the Nuggets actually beat the Lakers, the Nuggets have to be the greatest team.
Sure.
And we already said that the Celtics do not look impressive.
The Celtics do not look impressive.
So I would say Nuggets sweep.
Okay. I think that covers our NBA.
Yeah, thank God.
One last thing. Giannis won MVP.
Yeah, he did. I think it should have been LeBron.
We just said we were done with the NBA.
No, we're not.
You think it should be LeBron and
who's
Bear?
More? Yeah, it should be. Why shouldn't it be?
Because
who's more impactful every year?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, listen. The Lakers. Listen. Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, like, go into it.
Look, I wasn't prepared to argue this. I thought we were just going to talk about Giannis.
Just glaze over MVP, it.
And then we're going to talk about college football. But no, you have to always advocate for LeBron winning the MVP every
year. He should win it every year.
Single year.
He should.
No, he shouldn't.
Why not?
Because Giannis had like stats.
Okay.
And
so MVP is a stat award?
For sure. Think about when Russ won with all his triple doubles. Think about when James Harden won with all his
threes. My argument isn't that those guys are impactful for their team. My argument is if you replaced them with LeBron and I switch them, whose team is better? If you put LeBron on the Rockets and put James Harden on the Lakers, what team is better? The Rockets or the Lakers?
Talking really fast, but here's what my brain is turning, and it is agreeing with you. It is agreeing with you. I don't want to do this whole like skip Shannon. Like
I'm just
gonna take the opposite side of an argument just for shits and giggles. I definitely think Giannis deserved it this year, but I also will say that if you put LeBron, he is definitely the most impactful player. He's the most impactful player. If you put LeBron on any lineup in the NBA, they will be
significant. They're a playoff contender 100%.
They're a playoff contender and maybe even a finals contender every single time. He's very impactful. I don't know if that really means he's the most valuable for that year. It just means
Well, I get that MVP in general is like it's a hard award to give because there are a lot of players who give a lot every single year. It's hard to give in football. I mean, like, for example, like, there's so many different positions in football. At least basketball, like, you've got concrete stats that are, like, shooting, rebounds, that kind of stuff. I mean, if you're going to go based on the stats. Yeah, if you're going to go based on just pure stats.
Field goal percentage.
All right. So, anyway, we're going to talk about – what are we talking about now?
Okay. We weren't going to talk about college football last night when we recorded, and then we spent most of our time talking about NFL Week 2 – because NFL is our bread and butter. We love the NFL.
Love it.
one of our bet commandments is don't bet college football because it's so unpredictable. The spreads are like always ridiculous, like Clemson by 34.5. And you're like, what the fuck? I mean, maybe they'll cover, but that's a shit ton of points.
It's like, and who fucking knows?
Yeah. By the time that they're up, you know, 28 points, they could be, you know, subbing out their starters. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah. No, college football is wacky. And sometimes, like,
wacky college football.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, you don't, like, a coach could be having an off fucking week and they're like, okay, we're going to score 60 points on this team because why not?
But we should talk college football because SEC starts tomorrow.
Yes.
University of South Carolina, go Gamecocks, my alma mater. They're playing tomorrow.
Who do they play?
Tennessee.
Who you got?
Cox.
You're a Cox guy, huh?
I am a Cox guy. I will say that I believe Tennessee is favored by 3 right now. But fuck it. Go Cox.
We also got South Florida and Notre Dame. Notre Dame are 24-point favorites.
See, again, like what are you going to do with that?
I'm not taking that whatsoever.
I do. Okay. So Clemson is playing the Citadel. Okay.
And who are you taking to win that?
Well, obviously.
Right. Maybe money line's not that bad in college football.
Well, let me tell you how crazy this is because the odds I'm showing you right now, I'm covering up the spread. Don't look at the spread.
Okay.
But it's not even, you can't even bet Clemson right now. Look at that.
Okay. Yeah, you can't. The odds
right now on the DraftKings app, you can't even bet money line for Clemson because they don't.
They're like so sure that Clemson's going to win. But it's funny. You would think that they would let you bet money line the other. But I'm curious if that's like a law. Like you can't allow people
I'm sure it's not. I'm not sure it's
a law. Right. That's interesting because like wouldn't you assume that they would let you bet on an underdog for a crazy amount of odds?
Yeah. So how much do you? I was covering up the spread.
Right. What do I think? Oh, yeah, I'm a god at this. Forgot about that.
Well, for
NFL. That's a little easier. I'm going to say it's a 38.5-point spread.
Higher.
42.5-point spread.
Higher.
55-point spread.
Lower. It's 46.5.
Okay, that's still crazy.
That's insane. 46.5.
Who do you have covering?
I mean.
You have to pick the Citadel, right?
But maybe they don't even score anything. But even if they don't score.
Then like they still have to score 47 points. Right. That's right. So many points.
That's a shit ton of points. So I don't fucking know. We have, let's see, Florida versus Ole Miss. A little SEC. I just want to talk about SEC because.
Sure. That's the best conference in college football.
Best
conference.
Go Cox.
Okay.
Best conference. Ole Miss and Florida. Florida's favored 12.5.
Florida or Florida State?
No, Florida.
Okay.
The Gators. The Hurricanes.
Gatorade. The Hurricanes. Miami. Roses are red. Violets are blue. Guess who's back? Not the U.
We have Kentucky Auburn.
What's the spread? I would take, just based on what I know about college football, I'd take Auburn.
Yeah, -7.
Okay. Auburn. That's a normal spread, so maybe I wouldn't take that. I'm scared.
I think I would take Auburn, -7.
Yeah.
I think that's a lock.
You think that's a lot? Yeah, I bet it.
we're taking back the bet commandment, and we're just gonna say bet.
Bet commandment 16 again, subsection A. Never bet college football unless you're doing a bonus episode.
Yes, and then you bet
college football.
Yeah, then you bet college football. So I would bet Auburn -7. We have Mississippi State versus LSU. Man, I love this SEC slate. They're actually some good games.
I'm taking LSU, obviously. LSU has like the best corner prospect in the league.
Who's that?
I don't remember his name. He was a true. No, no, I don't remember. He was a true freshman last year, but he was apparently a lockdown corner.
These sound waves are huge. We're probably so loud right now.
Well, guess what? You yelled at me earlier because you're like, you're so far away.
You were so Wyatt.
I know the last episode was bad. I don't know. Like I wasn't really that far from them. I think it was a combination of a couple things. Either way, LSU, what is the spread on that game? 58.
-16.5.
That is actually crazy.
Mississippi State, I mean SEC.
I guess.
SEC.
I guess.
Georgia, Arkansas.
Georgia.
Georgia, -24.5.
Okay.
DraftKings, again, doesn't even have
Razorbacks versus the Bulldogs.
Here we go, my bread and butter, Tennessee versus South Carolina. Let me tell you, This isn't a lock. This is definitely biased to my alma mater.
Bias lock.
Bias lock. Yeah, good. Bias lock. Take the Cox money line.
Oh, I always take the Cox.
Takes the Cox. it puts the Cox on its skin. Yeah. It's the hose again. Definitely South Carolina +3. I mean, no. South Carolina money line. Fuck those spread. Fuck Tennessee's little -3 spread.
They have cool colors in Tennessee.
I like the checkered.
You like that end zone.
I like the checkered. I like Kentucky when they do it. The checkered, blue checkered, and then I like Tennessee orange checkered.
Yeah.
And especially like when Halloween comes.
Yeah.
It's all spooky. No.
Clemson should do it purple and orange. That'd be sick.
Yeah, I don't like Clemson. Fuck Clemson.
Okay, well.
But take South Carolina, money line. Vanderbilt, Texas A&M, who fucking cares?
A&M probably, but.
Yeah, Vanderbilt sucks. Clemson, Notre Dame. Wait, what the
fuck? No, that's Clemson, Notre Dame's like week 3, I think.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
Or are we reading games for fucking forever?
I'm literally reading games.
Futures, that's your favorite.
These games aren't tomorrow. These games are next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
The 26th.
What games are tomorrow?
Okay. Literally, so we stopped at Auburn. Auburn is tomorrow.
Oh, thank God.
But
Notre Dame Clemson, actually, just while we're talking about, what is the spread on that game? Because that's the most important game for Notre Dame all season.
Wait. For the Clemson Notre Dame, -7.5.
That's actually very close for Clemson. Like, yeah, no, I mean, wow. Ooh.
They don't play till November 7th.
Yeah, that's like 3 months.
But
forever months.
I'm gonna have to go back real quick. Basically, Florida versus Ole Miss, Kentucky versus Auburn. Wait, Kentucky versus Auburn's the 26th too? I don't know. I can't.
DraftKings, fix your UI.
Well, really, it's,
and refund all my money.
It's not DraftKings' fault. It's it's my fault because I'm a dumbass. All these games I'm talking about, is SEC not back tomorrow?
Might not be back tomorrow.
I could have sworn they were. See, this is why we don't bet college football. We have no idea what the fuck is going on.
I mean, I'm looking at games right now, and we got, honestly, Tulsa, Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State is favored. I would bet Oklahoma State.
This is the biggest plot twist.
But South Florida, Notre Dame, I'm telling you again, bet Notre Dame. It's a -24 spread. I was wondering, I was like, these games sound hype, and why have I not been like, because I watch college football.
I don't.
I know.
Except for the cock.
Well, that's why I was like, oh man, like these games actually sound good. I was kind of getting excited to watch college football tomorrow. Wait. Now.
Yeah, so, okay, if you've stuck with us for this long, God bless you. Seriously, God bless you. If you listened to our last episode and the shitty audio quality and Andy sounding like he's on underwater.
How dare.
Andy sounding like he's underwater the whole episode, and now we give a bonus episode, and the majority of our college football segment are all games Saturday.
Fuck the people. Fuck the people. This is bonus. This is an episode. We didn't have to give this to you, but we are.
If you stuck around this long, God bless you. We love you. But, man, all these games, all these good games, Florida, Ole Miss, Kentucky, Auburn, Mississippi State, LSU, Georgia, Arkansas, Tennessee, South Carolina, these are all games for the 26th. All
right, then I guess you know what we're going to have to talk about next week.
We'll have to talk about it next week.
We
have to do Clemson Citadel's tomorrow. We got to bet Clemson Citadel. -46.5.
All right. I'm going to take Citadel to cover. They have to.
I think so.
I'll take it.
No.
I think I'm going to take Clemson. And here's the deal, boys and girls, if you're listening, I guess. I would imagine
majority. No women listen to this.
Just because our college section here is real fucked up, I'm going to give you guys something, and Ian's not going to be happy about it. He doesn't know yet. Next week, we're going to offer you guys an extra long extravaganza episode where we talk about college football as well.
I don't mind that.
No, it's going to be a two-hour episode.
Oh. I mean, yeah, dude, yeah. I would love to mix a fucking two-hour episode for everyone when I'm back in Chicago and I have two audio clips that I have to fucking put together because we record over Discord, and then I have to make sure that the sound quality is perfect and that I'm a little bit on the right side of the
headphone. Just make sure that you use the right transitions.
Fuck you. Andy is listening to our podcast that we released last night where he sounds like he's underwater the whole time and like literally 100 miles away from the mic. And when his dog has to go, you know, take a shit and piss and poop and come and came and I used a transition that apparently was our flashback transition.
It is. This is correct.
And so he's like, well, dude, what the fuck? Why did you do
that? Where's the consistency?
Where's the consistency? Fuck you.
And Ian almost drove us into a tree.
Yeah, I was driving at the time and I was seriously about to just throw you out of the car because I was up to like 1 a.m. mixing our...
Which I appreciate.
Mixing our goddamn...
And I appreciate that. Just, you know, transitions are... They're a key part of... Anyway, want to hit into our last section, our last segment for the bonus episode?
Yeah, bonus episode. Again, if you guys are sticking with us, God bless you.
We're growing. There's a lot of you out there.
Well, yeah.
No, sure. We've had downloads just in the last week alone.
Yeah. No, we are growing. Don't give our numbers out like that. That's private information. There might be some people that are, you know, trying to take our viewers away.
Who?
People on Instagram.
I see them. Don't worry. Right. Well.
So, for allegedly, maybe downloads the past week. We don't
know. Maybe it's a billion. I mean,
we might be bigger than Joe Rogan. So
Yeah, the hair company, the hair growth thing.
Adam Jones. Fuck you. Okay, so let's actually talk sports in this bonus episode. USL. We have a caller.
We do have a caller.
We have a caller on the tip line. Listen, guys, call it the bath line, call it the call line, call it the pick line, call it the tip line. I don't give a fuck what we call it. We have a phone number, okay? You call in. You leave a voicemail with your picks, and we will feature it. I mean, that's free publicity.
Dude, and you know what? Call in, give your picks, or if you want to roast us for one of our picks.
Yeah, honestly, any sort of feedback. The number is 312-600-5460.
Are you sure?
Again, that number is 312-600-5460, the bath line. Call us anytime. We have a voicemail line set up. It has the rules. Got to keep it under 2 minutes. Don't give us expired tips. If you're just doing feedback, that's fine too. Ideally, in the future, we'll have like a live
call. About 45 of these a day.
We'll have a call line. A live call.
Oh,
line.
Yeah. No, that's
like
true.
The Dan Patrick show.
Dan Patrick show is okay.
Oh, my God. I really don't have time for this. I really don't.
I prefer the Pat McAfee show.
Yeah, Pat Manfred.
I can't be mad.
Right, I'm not going to be mad at that. Okay, so without further ado, let's play this message. And what we'll do is we will then kind of go over it. It's USL. USL soccer. They play tomorrow. I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know how else to really say that.
Hello, boys. It is USL Graham. I just want to give my tips that you should be paying for. That's how hot I am on the USL. Ian knows. So the games are Saturday, September 19th. I have three picks that I request to buy down to 2.5 for the over. So Loudoun versus Pitt, over 2.5. St. Louis versus Kansas City, over 2.5. San Antonio, Oklahoma City, over 2.5. And it's 3-0 slate.
Thank you, USL Graham. Okay, so, I mean, that was kind of soft, so we'll just go over those picks real quick.
Sure.
He wants North Carolina. No, wait.
No.
He wants Loudoun versus Pittsburgh. Yeah. Loudoun United versus Pittsburgh.
That's +2.5.
+2.5. So you have to buy the points. But trust me, you want to buy the points. 2.5, over. These guys hit on the over all the time.
Because they're bad at defense.
Yes, they're bad at defense. I mean, shut up.
What? What?
I bet on the Reno Sounders game last night. I made like $100. Great stuff. So, Loudoun. Well, I don't even know what the fuck Loudoun is. Where is that?
I don't know.
London? I read that as London.
Yeah, it looks like somebody was drunk and misspelled London at one point, and they're like, well, fuck
this,
it. We'll keep
this
it.
This U should just be turned
upside down. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, fuck. You're right.
Okay, so Loudoun United versus Pittsburgh. St. Louis versus Swope Park Rangers.
Sure.
So
+2.5.
Yeah, +2.5. These are all +2.5. And then what was the last one?
God, I don't remember. It was in the email. Or I mean, it was in the...
Oh, God. Fuck us. Okay. St. Louis versus Kansas City. That must be Swope Park because Google has St. Louis. Swope Park just must be Kansas City.
Sure.
Sure. And then San Antonio versus Oklahoma City.
There you go.
San Antonio versus Oklahoma City Energy.
Ooh, green. They're even got a green shield.
That's nice. Very
modern.
Eco-friendly.
Very Tesla.
Well, very eco-friendly. So again, Loudoun United versus Pittsburgh. St. Louis versus Swope Park or Kansas City. And San Antonio versus Oklahoma City. All of these.
Plus 2.5.
Over. Get the over. Buy it. Honestly, parlay it. Maybe if you want.
I mean, fuck yeah. Why not?
He didn't say parlay.
So that's the thing. If you parlay and lose, that's our fault. If you don't parlay and lose, that's his fault.
Sure.
I'll eat half that blame.
Okay.
That's it. We will talk to you guys later.
Well, wait, hold on. No. There's just one last thing that I really want to hammer to people. The Giants are going to upset. The Giants are going to upset the Colts, right?
No. The Colts play the Vikings.
Okay. Yeah, I did have them as upset city. Listen, NFL week 2, Giants over the Bears. I'm sorry, USL Graham. I know you're a Bears fan. I know I have a lot of Bears fans probably listening to this. Okay? Giants over the Bears. I'm sorry. +200. You're going to want to bet that. And then the Ravens -7 against the Texans. That's a fucking lock. I will literally bet my left nut. My left.
All right, that's fine.
My old right nut sack.
I'm just excited to be here.
Yeah. Let's just hope you sound good in this podcast.
I can only imagine I sound great.
Okay. So that's it. We will see all of you Tuesday mornings. Hopefully you listen on Tuesday mornings.
Right, bright and early with the coffee.
Yeah. We release these at like 4:30 a.m. So.
Well, you're up until 1 mixing them. So, I mean.
Yeah. I'm still tired.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde mohawk the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling.